the federal government has taken over. You know, there was one time I threw out the term, there's been a CIA coup. It's a secret government. We don't know what they do. The Congress doesn't know what they do. They rig elections, they start wars, and they have a lot of power. And even now, 70-80% of the American people believe that possibly, you know, the CIA was involved in the murder of Kennedy.
Buckle your seatbelt. It's time for another episode of the Prepper Recon Podcast.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com.
Whether it's a grid down situation or just a temporary power outage from a storm, a sun oven will allow you to harness the power of the sun. Not only will you conserve resources, you'll maintain operational security by not sending up smoke. You can cook or dehydrate just about anything, including bread, muffins, roasts, jerky, beans, rice, and so much more. Go to sunoven.com/prepperrecon for an $80 discount off a deluxe package. Hey, preppers and patriots. We are in the final days before Shemitah. Today's guest is Coupon Prepper, and she's in the studio with us today for our first ever in-studio recording, where we've actually had two people in the studio doing a recording. So, Coupon Prepper, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure to have you on. I'll just have to share with everybody, you are absolutely my favorite guest.
Oh, thank you.
Now, as I was saying, we're in the last days before Shemitah. Monday, I looked at the Shemitah counter on Prepper Recon, and we had 40 days left. So, longtime listeners, I think that they're going to know that I don't really get super melodramatic about things very often, but I really had this sense of urgency seeing that 40 days left on the Shemitah ticker. Did that kind of give you a little bit of a sense of urgency as well?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's time to get busy and get prepared. And this is the finish line, and everybody's got to wake up and get ready if they haven't yet.
And 40 days, biblically, that's kind of like a big number. You know, of course, Noah was in the ark for 40 days. And Jonah, you know, when he finally repented and decided to do what God told him to do, which, you know, I guess that's a whole nother podcast right there about people that are called by God that are supposed to be sending a certain message and they're not really doing it. But I guess we'll have to get on that at another time. But when he finally went to Nineveh and he finally told the Ninevites, you know, listen, you're going to have to repent. What you're doing is offensive to God. And if you don't get it together in 40 days, you're going to be wiped out. And of course, that's sort of what Shemitah means. It's sort of a clearing or a wipeout according to the Jewish 7-year cycle where, you know, debts are supposed to be forgiven, land's supposed to be returned to property owners, and all this sort of things. And the land's supposed to lie fallow. Of course, that was according to Jewish law. And we're not really held to that Jewish law because we're under the new covenant of the blood of Christ. But, there's still a lot of things that sort of relate to that. And Jonathan Kahn's done a really, really good job, explaining all of that. And, last night at our Bible study, we watched Jonathan Kahn's latest video, which was from the Northwest Prophecy Conference, and it was absolutely shocking. Didn't you think so?
Oh, absolutely.
And we're going to be posting that on Friday night for the Friday night at the movies. It'll be sort of like Friday night at the Shemitah, I guess we'll call it. But in case folks haven't seen that, the first half is sort of a recap of what the Shemitah is, and it also talks a lot about the Harbinger and those warnings. Now, the last half is all new material, so the folks that have heard Jonathan Kahn over and over and are very familiar with the Shemitah and very familiar with the Harbingers, they'll get a lot out of that, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a must listen and a must watch.
And then, and I guess if you had to boil his message down and say, well, this is essentially what he was saying, it sounds to me like his message was time is short. Would you agree?
Time is very short.
And you brought to my attention yesterday the video of the riots in Venezuela that are going on right now. Can you tell us a little bit about those videos?
Well, in Venezuela, they've been having food shortage since January, and they have an awful government now. I mean, I personally know many Venezuelans who tell me that it's actually worse than when Chavez was president there, and people are actually starving there. It's socialism in all of its glory, really. And I finally hit the point where people were rioting in the grocery stores.
Yeah.
Fighting over flour, rice, and sugar.
Yeah, it was. It was absolutely just shocking to see that level of civil unrest of people fighting over resources. And of course, you know, it's not been that long ago that we just saw what happened to Greece and what it looks like when people can't get money out of the bank and resources got tight there as well.
But many of these people in Venezuela are actually on government welfare, and they probably receive some type of food stamps. And it's just, there's just not enough food for them, or they don't know how to manage their welfare. And, I mean, the very people that they put in power are now unable to really feed them. So it's just crazy, but it's happening. It's happening in South America. It happened in other countries. It probably happened in Greece. They're just not showing us the footage of that because they don't want people to panic here, but it's the reality, and it really happened. It's very likely that it could happen in America. I mean, we've seen that during hurricanes, during Katrina, and people will do anything after 2 days if they don't have any food.
Yeah, desperate people do desperate things. I think that's
well, especially people who are not used to. You know, to work for their food, you know, once they get cut off, they go crazy. They feel very betrayed and they feel like it's not fair, and they'll just, they'll kill their neighbor for a hot dog, you know?
Yeah. And they do. And unfortunately, that's not the end of it. You know, killing the neighbor for the hot dog. We read about in the Bible when the northern kingdom of Judah was the northern kingdom of Israel, because Judah was a southern kingdom in the Bible. But when they were surrounded, people actually resorted to cannibalism, which was one of the curses that God laid out in Deuteronomy 28. You know, if you'll, you know, he laid out a list of blessings and said, you know, if you'll follow my ways and you'll follow my laws, then you'll be blessed in the morning and blessed in the evening, and you'll have rain for your crops, and you'll lend to many and borrow from none, and you'll be the head and not the tail, and all of that kind of thing. But then he lays out a big long list of curses, and one of those curses, you know, he says the sky above you will be iron, and the earth beneath you will be brass, talking about, you know, you're not going to get rain and your crops aren't going to produce. And one of the things, one of the curses in Deuteronomy 28 is that you'll eat the flesh of your children, and that actually happened in the northern kingdom of Israel. Because of their rebellion when they were surrounded by the Assyrians.
Yeah, exactly. It's very real.
Yeah, So that's something, and that's one of the reasons that we prepare, and we don't do it just for our own sake, but we also got to be thinking about other people and you know what we're going to do for charity, you know, because right across the street from us we've got a single mother with I think four children and several cats, which, you know, we've also got a heart for animals. So, you know, it'd be very difficult for us to sit holed up and not find a way to share with them. Of course, when you share, you have to think of a safe way to do that. You know, you might not always be able to just go over and knock on somebody's door and give them the food. You might have to go over there in the middle of the night and just leave it on their porch, because sometimes in those types of situations, it's just best that people don't even know where those resources are coming from.
Absolutely, yes. But you need to have enough for yourself, and you need to have enough for your family and your neighbors, like you say. And that's why we're trying to educate people around us so that they can be ready, so that the more people are responsible and ready, the more people will all be able to help. And I think everybody can get ready at their own level. Not everybody has the same budget. It's understood, but everybody can do something. And if you get, you know, even the minimum, then God can multiply that. But if you're just sitting and do nothing, then really, I mean, you're just putting yourself in a very vulnerable situation. And plus, I mean, me personally, I would not have the nerve to knock on somebody's door who's been telling me to get ready, and then I didn't get ready, and then I go and knock at their door. I think that would be very, not just embarrassing, but kind of wrong, you know. So there's really other people who really cannot do much, and those are the people that should get helped.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, could America repent and be spared? You know, I believe it could. You know, but when I'm looking at the headlines, when I'm looking at all the stuff from Planned Parenthood, when I'm looking at the ruling on gay marriage and basically this boiling of hatred and intolerance towards Christians now, I just don't think that it's very likely. What do you think?
Well, it's not very likely, but we can always hope and pray for that. But our motto is, you know, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Absolutely. Do your best and trust God with the rest, right?
Absolutely.
And
that's all we can do.
And we don't know what's going to happen on September 13th, but we're getting our personal Shemitah readiness checklist completed. And we're working on that pretty much full time between the two of us. One of us has got something going pretty much every day on that list, right?
Absolutely. It actually, the thing is, if people wait for the last minute, it's going to be too overwhelming. So every day you should be getting something that's on your list. So if you have to go to the store and just get all your pasta, then just do that. The next day, get your rice, however you choose to do it. Personally, I just do what's on sale. I buy what's on sale, what I have coupons for, and I just take, you know, all the different items that are, you know, cheaper to buy, but that I need, that are on the list. And then I do the inventory, and then I see what else I have to buy. So however you want to do it, but you have to get started if you haven't get started yet.
And I think probably for full disclosure, this is the third time you've been on the show, and I think we've probably never actually told everybody, but we are married, because I think last time a lot of guys heard that really just kind of sultry, beautiful French accent, and you were getting so a lot of fan mail, we'll call it, last time. So
I was? I didn't know that.
So we'll just... Yeah, I put them all in the spam folder, of course. But just for full disclosure, Coupon Prepper is already married, guys, because I know that pretty much every prepper guy out there is wishing that he had a wife that was on board with prepping and had figured out a way to actually save money at prepping. And I am blessed, and I know how blessed I am. And And you're absolutely irreplaceable and much more than just a fantastic guest on the show.
Thank you.
And I know that we're speaking to a little bit of a mixed audience. Some folks are much further along in preparedness, and there's some other folks that are just kind of just waking up to the need for all of this because they've been watching the Jonathan Kahn videos and they've been watching the Mark Biltz videos, and they're seeing what's going on with the Chinese stock market. It lost nearly 10% last Monday and Tuesday, just in 2 days, which for the American stock market to lose that, if we lost 10%, that would be something like an 1,800 point decline in two days, which would absolutely, they would just throw the circuit breakers. They'd close down the market. So it would be absolutely catastrophic for America to have that type of loss. Even on our last crash, which Jonathan Kahn speaks so much about in the Mystery of the Shemitah presentations, it was only 777 points, which was a 7% loss. So it's much, much bigger than that for them. So this could be the beginning of what many prophetic as well as secular analysts have been sort of anticipating for a really long time now. So a lot of those folks are starting to say, you know what, it looks like these guys might really have something to their message, and something might be coming. We might have some really ominous storm clouds that are sort of hanging over this country right now. So it's time to get ready. And a lot of those folks are asking, you know, where to start. And some of them, they're actually getting a little bit anxious about it, but it's not too late, is it?
No, it's not too late. You have 39 days or 38, something like that.
Yeah, I think about 30, depending on which day you catch the show, you've got either 38 or 37. So
it's still time, but we need to get started now.
Yeah, yeah, the time for contemplation and thinking about what you're going to do and planning and all of that, it's pretty much over. You need to really just sit down, set out a list, and get to it.
And I suspect that a lot of people are waiting to the last minute, and there might be some shortage of some kind of survival items and food out there. I read an article yesterday that some of the long food storage companies were actually running out of their products. They were a lot of them were out of stock, and they hope to be restocked in the next couple of weeks. But a lot of people are ordering now, and they're you know, trying to get as much as they can for the little time that's left. So just get started now. Just don't wait.
Absolutely. And I think the first place we have to start is water. You either have to figure out a way to get sustainable water. If we lose grid power, if we lose grid water, you have to figure out where you're going to get water. There's only a certain amount of it that you can store up. If you're in a city and you're not on a well and you're on city water, maybe one of the best things you can do is to set up a rain catch system to supplement your water storage, but you need to be storing a lot of water. If you live in a very arid place, if you live anywhere out near Vegas or anywhere in the desert where you don't get a lot of annual rainfall, water storage has to be your number one priority, because you only make it 3 days without water. And if you make it 3 days without water, those last two are going to be two of the worst days of your entire existence, because it is not going to be pleasant at all. And you have to get that figured out. What we did is, since we are on a well, and then, of course, longtime listeners know that we just moved. We just managed to get out of Fort Lauderdale, and we're now in what we call the Florida readout. It's a much less populated area. And because that was sort of the main focus of our preparedness, you know, a lot of other stuff was sitting on hold for a long time. So the past 3 months, we've been doing a lot to try to get the house livable and to get our Shemitah readiness checklist going and start getting some things checked off on that. And one of the first things we did when we got here is figured out what we're going to do about water. Since we are on a well, we decided to put in a hand pump on our existing wellhead. And of course, we got a nice video of that if you want to go to the Prepper Recon YouTube channel, and you can watch that and you'll see basically how we configured it. I think we paid $50 for the hand pump, about $25 for the wood and the concrete to build the base, and then I think it was about $135 for affordable water, which is the company that services the water systems around in our area. They did a really good job. They came out and they did the installation for us for $135. But for just over $200, we can get water completely off the grid on that hand pump. And it just, a couple of pumps and you can fill up a bucket faster with that hand pump than you can with the garden hose. So I think that was a really good investment. What do you think?
Oh, that was the best thing.
And then, like we said, if you don't have a well, if you're not near a stream or a lake or somewhere where you're going to be able to get water regularly to filter, store as much as you can, because water is absolutely key. Right?
Yeah, that's number one priority.
And now, if you're planning to collect water and you're going to have to purify it, you'll have to think about how you're going to do that. You might decide to go with a small handheld Katadyn, which is something that you can keep in your bug out bag, and that'll filter about 1,200 gallons, which is pretty good and should get you enough drinking water to get through most short-term emergencies. If you want something that's going to filter a little more and it's a little less work, you don't have to pump like you do on the Katadyn, maybe something like a ProPure or a Big Berkey would be a good solution for you. And those are the big silver tanks that you'll often see, and they kind of look like something out of a restaurant that serves tea or something. And you just pour the water in the top and it'll filter through and it'll do a gallon or 2 gallons at a time. And when you're ready, you just pull the tap and there's your drinking water and it's ready to go. If you're really strapped for cash, bleach, it's cheap. How much does a gallon of bleach cost about?
I'm not sure, actually. $2?
So a couple bucks, but...
cheap. It's not expensive.
And to purify a gallon of clear water, it takes 8 drops. And for a gallon of cloudy water, it's 16 drops. So the investment cost to be able to purify a whole lot of water is very, very low. Right?
Very low, and anybody can do it.
And so then the next thing we want to do is start looking at food storage. And I think at this point, I think with the things that we're looking at and the things that we're hearing sort of from the prophecy community and what folks are expecting, and like I said, we don't know how catastrophic it's going to be, but I think that most people are expecting something worse than 9/11, something worse than 2008, the great recession that we now call it. I think they're saying, you know what? We didn't repent at either one of those things, and God still hasn't gotten our attention. So it stands to reason that if he's going to give us another warning or another smackdown, it's probably going to be something a little more severe, since we haven't paid any attention in the last 2 times. So I think at this point, I think trying to store up a year's worth of food is a pretty reasonable goal. And then besides storing it up, you got to make sure you've got some way to cook it. And I think that getting an Excel spreadsheet or an open office spreadsheet or just a notebook, whatever you're going to do, whatever you're going to use, and start making a list on that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you don't miss a thing and you have your list and you know exactly what you need. Some of the things are pretty much necessary for everybody, but then you need to customize to your own needs. If you're sick, you need to make sure you have all the list of the medicine and prescriptions that you need to get, and anything that actually applies specifically to you and your family. So there's so much to get, it can get very overwhelming, but if you make a list and you categorize, then it's totally doable. And then you won't forget anything.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out jmbullion.com today.
When disaster strikes, it's too late to prepare. PrepperRecon.com offers MOLLE-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, ACS chest seal, tough strip bandages, gauze, and so much more. $89 includes shipping. To buy your individual first aid kit, go to PrepperRecon.com and click the store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.
And now, if you're computer literate and you're pretty good with Excel or Open Office or whatever, I think that that's probably the best thing because it's real easy to change. It's easy to go in and put down your original amount. You know, let's say you're talking about pasta. And pasta's cheap. It's got a lot of protein. It stores for a long time. You can regularly get coupons on it. You can regularly catch it at places like Publix, Winn-Dixie's, Kroger's, all these places like that for, buy one, get one free. So it's a great long-term storage thing. So you go on your Excel spreadsheet or your Open Office spreadsheet and you put down, you've got a goal of getting 50 pounds of pasta. So you can put down pasta, 50 pounds, and then and then in the next column you list how much pasta you have, and then in the next column you list how much pasta you need. So if you've got 3 pounds, then you need 47. So and then you can keep tracking it, and you're not always if you're on a notebook, you're going to have to keep scratching a number out and rewriting a number as you accumulate more and more until you get your desired goal. And if you're in a computer, then it does kind of make it a little bit easier and a little bit neater, at least, right?
Absolutely.
Now, like we said, contemplation time, it's over and it's time to start taking action. And so we're just going to start when we're going to assume that everybody's on a tight budget, because most people are, because, the government is they're sugarcoating everything and telling us that there's no inflation. But there is absolutely inflation. You do the shopping for us, Coupon Prepper, and you see drastic increases at the grocery store, don't you?
Yeah, and everybody can see it. The price of milk and a loaf of bread and eggs and peanut butter and oatmeal, beans, dried beans, all those items that used to be, even tuna fish in a can used to be cheap. And now it went up so much. So food is expensive. So try to get it at Walmart, or try to get the buy one, get one free deals. Try to put coupon on top of them, to lower even more the cost. And just shop smart like that. And shop smart even without Shmita coming, That's how everybody should shop, really,
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned beans even have went up. When we started doing the show, you could go to Walmart and you could buy any type of bean there was for 99 cents a pound. Mm-hmm. Now, they've got red beans and black beans, which you can get for about $1.16 a pound. Everything else is more, ranging from, up to $1.47, $1.67 for a 1 pound of beans at Walmart. So, on the cheapest one, on the black and the red, that's a 16% increase to go from 99 cents to $1.16. Or actually, it's a 17% increase. Rice used to be $7 for a 20-pound bag at Walmart. It's $8.44 now. But still, when you're looking at that amount of food for that amount of money, it's a really, really good place to start for trying to store up a year. And that's a cheap way to jumpstart your food storage. So we would definitely recommend doing beans and rice. And what you can do is you can go to Home Depot or Lowe's, and you can get the big 5-gallon buckets for $3. Then you go to Amazon, and I've got a link to it on PrepperRecon.com. If you go on the left-hand sidebar and you go on the Amazon I recommend list, you'll see a six-pack of the Gamma Seal lids that'll slap right on top of that 5-gallon bucket, and you'll be able to reuse that, and it's completely airtight, and they come out to about $9 a piece, and they'll ship free for Amazon. And now you get that bucket, you slap that lid on there, and you throw in 20 pounds of rice and 10 pounds of beans, and with the lid and the bucket, which are both reusable, you've got about $35 into that, and you've got about 3 to 4 weeks worth of food for one person in there. And so that's pretty hard to beat, right?
Yes, and it will keep you fed, and the beans have fiber, and they have a lot of vitamins and all the things that you need. So you'll be able to stay fed and healthy and full.
And you could do 10 of those buckets for you know, around $350, right?
Yeah. So, and I mean, that's how fast do you spend $350 when you eat out?
Yeah.
If you eat out once or twice a week, by the end of the month, you probably already spend that money.
And that's close to 10 months worth of food for one person, or close to 5 months worth of food for two people.
And think of it that way. If nothing happens and, you know, and everything just stay just wonderful as it is, you'll have food for, you know, you don't have to go shopping for a while, or you can even give it away or whatever, you know. But then if something actually happens, which, of course, most likely it will, then you can survive and help other people around you. I mean, it's really not very complicated to understand. And I just want to say that, you know, people who try to block that idea and try to, I don't know, outsmart this logic, I'm really concerned for them. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. And unfortunately, a lot of folks don't want to listen to the Bible, which say, and it's a lot of Christians that don't want to listen to the Bible. Proverbs 22:3 says, a wise man sees danger and takes refuge, but the fool keeps going and suffers for it. And then it also says in Proverbs, in the house of the wise are stores of choice food and oil. But the fool consumes all that he has, and so he's got nothing. So the house of the fool also might have a nice checkbook and a healthy 401k with no cash in the house too, right?
Absolutely.
And maybe another good thing to add in your bucket is a pound of salt, which costs 50 cents at the dollar store, right?
Yes, at the dollar store, Big Lots, and I think it's 56 cents at Walmart. And I think they're 50 cents at Walgreens at the drugstore, you know.
And maybe a container of baking soda, which is also 50 cents, right?
Yes.
And that's, you can get those at the dollar store for 50 cents.
Yes.
And now baking soda, great thing, and we've talked about that on the show before, but when you've got dried beans that we're talking about buying from Walmart for your long-term storage, the beans will store for red beans, black beans will store for roughly 10 years. The rice will store for roughly 20 years. Always want to make sure that I'm getting all that information out for the new folks. And the salt will store forever. The baking soda, what it'll do is you put a tablespoon of baking soda in with your beans when you go to soak them in the water, which, you know, you want to soak them in a 3 or 4 quart pan to a pound of beans, and you know, fill your water almost to the top, and then put in a tablespoon of baking soda in there and let them soak overnight. And that baking soda is going to take split your cook time in about half. So if it's a 2-hour cook time normally, it's going to take it down to a 1-hour cook time. And the thing with the salt, you know, you want salt to season everything, and also your body needs salt, you know. And we recommend getting the iodized salt so that you've got that iodine in there, because iodine deficiency is sort of a problem in America because people don't get the iodized salt anymore. It used to be something that all salt had it, but a lot of people don't get it anymore. And put your salt in after you've cooked your beans because it will add to the cook time and it'll make them harder if you put the salt in ahead, right?
Absolutely, yes, it's correct. And then also think of getting all different kind of spices, the kind of spices that you like. They're inexpensive too. You can find some at the dollar store or any discount stores or Walmart or wherever. And so that you can season the food to your taste, to what you like, so that you don't always eat the same thing. It's not always the same flavor.
And one of our friends, they gave us some beef bouillon cubes and some chicken bouillon cubes, and a very big thanks to them if they're listening. But that's something that when you're cooking your rice, it's going to add a lot of flavor to it. Instead of just take a simple meal of just plain white rice and actually kind of make a meal out of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes.
And garlic powder and onion powder, which is really cheap. And that goes a long way in really enhancing the flavor of dried beans, which we eat a lot. We eat a lot of beans and rice, right?
Because we like them.
And that's one of the reasons that we store it, because it is something that we like.
But if you don't like beans, some people don't like beans. So just get some other kind of grains. You can have a quinoa, which is a very high protein grain that cooks very fast. You can buy couscous. You can buy any kind of other kind of, you know, grain or cereal. Whatever you like and you can eat that you're not allergic to. But there's a lot of food out there that can cook fast, that will keep you full, and you'll have enough fiber, and it will be a high content of protein. And even if oatmeal, if you have to eat oatmeal, just eat oatmeal. That's great food.
Absolutely. And oatmeal is one of the things that we found. We've been doing a lot of price shopping, both for ourselves and for friends that have been asking, you know, what should I get? What do I need to buy? And that's part of the reason we're doing this show, is that now we've got something, because there's a lot of people that are coming on board right now, and we realize that, and we want to help get them up to speed as much as possible. But oatmeal is one of the things that we found that you can get in the long-term storage food from Walmart. I think it's about $16 for 10 pounds of oatmeal in the 30-year storage bucket, and if you get $35 more of anything on Walmart.com, they'll ship it free to your house, so you don't even have to spend the gas or the time to go get it. You just click and pick it up when it shows up on your door. Of course, now, like Coupon Prepper was saying, that's right now. You know, if you're listening to this show and it's 3 weeks old, that might not be the case, because like she said, a lot of that long-term storage food is starting to dry up because demand is really, really starting to spike. And if you wait till the last minute, it's going to be like everything else. You're not going to get anything. But that's a great thing, because typically, you know, you can get deals on oatmeal. You can get buy one, get one free, and you get coupons and things like that on it. But, you know, 10 pounds for, $16.
That's a great deal. You don't have to worry about it. You just get the bucket and you're good to go.
And you don't have to put it through the food save or anything else to extend the shelf life on it, because it's already mm-hmm. packaged for long-term storage.
Yes, and oatmeal is great for children also, and just make sure you have enough honey or syrup or sugar or brown sugar, whatever you like to put in it, you know, and it's good for the whole family, really. I can eat oatmeal every day.
Yeah, and another good breakfast item that we recently discovered almost by accident is Croustay's pancake mix, and they have a heart-healthy version, which the heart-healthy version has egg whites and milk already mixed in it. So you're getting the protein from the eggs and the milk, and it's a just add water. And it was a fantastic pancake mix, right?
It's a no-fail recipe. It was honestly the best pancakes.
It really, really was. And, you know, that's a easy thing to make when, you know, when times are tight and times are tough. And like you said, you honey or maple syrup or something, whatever you like on your pancakes, make sure you're storing that as well.
And I think it's easy to make. And I think that if you have kids, that will be something good to have to cheer them up. You know, if we are in a bad situation, or I mean, you know, it's not going to be fun, and especially for children. So, you know, if you have pancakes to make for them, I think that that will really raise the morale up, you know.
Yeah, Glenn Tate stores tons and tons of pancakes and syrup for his son, because that's like what he wants for breakfast every day. So yeah.
And have some chocolate chips too, maybe, that you can put in them, you know.
Right, and coffee. That's for me. That's one of those comfort things where, you know, I know I'm going to be doing without a lot of things, and I'm sure that I could get over my caffeine addiction if I had to. But it's one of those things that's going to be one of those like easy, simple comforts that kind of gives you like a sense of normalcy when the world's upside down. And tea, that's another one of those things. You know, we like to have a cup of herb tea at night, and it's one of those things that'll just kind of help instill that sense of normalcy when everything's breaking down.
And have enough of both, so that also maybe you can barter with friends or neighbor. You know, I'll give you some tea for coffee, you know.
Sure, right. And pasta, you were mentioning, you know, if you don't like beans, there's other things out there that have got a lot of protein. Pasta's got protein in it because it's made with flour and eggs. Now, it's not going to have the fiber content like beans, you know. If you can eat beans, if you can learn to like them, that's a really super food to have for cheap food storage, because it does. It's got the protein and it's got the fiber in it. And, you know, if you can eat it or you can learn to like it, that's a really great thing. But like you said, there's a lot of other stuff out there that does have the protein in it besides just canned meats, you know.
And you can do pastas. Lentils and other things, you know.
Yeah, and you get really great deals on pasta, right?
Oh, yes. I always buy one, get one free, and there's always coupons for them. So they're almost free or just a few cents a box. But I mean, even if you don't have coupons, you just buy them on BOGO, or you buy the store brand. I mean, pasta is way more expensive than it used to be, for sure, but it's still inexpensive, and pasta will keep you full. I mean, and if you want, for you cannot keep them for a long, long time, but you can also get the whole wheat pasta. So you will get a little bit more fiber and nutrition in them.
And one of the things we do with our pasta is we either stick it in the 5-gallon bucket with the Gamma Seal lid, or we get the Food Saver, which I've also got the Food Savers on the Amazon sidebar on Prepper Recon right now on my recommended list. You can go and click that if you need one of those, and it's a vacuum sealer. And what that'll do is that'll seal it, so it keeps the air out, extends the shelf life of it, but also keeps out the critters, because pasta is one of those things that sometimes you'll get it from the store and it's got weevil eggs in it. And then if you've got 50 boxes, one of them little buggers gets out and it gets in the next box. And the next thing you know, all 50 boxes have got weevils. So by having them segregated, once they're in that airtight seal of that Food Saver, even if there's eggs in there, they're never going to hatch. They're done. So you'll never see them. And then same thing with the buckets, you know, they'll be depleted. They won't have the oxygen they need to live. So that's one of the caveats on pasta. Another caveat on pasta is you're going to greatly vary on your cook time depending on what kind of pasta you get. So which kind of pasta is cooked the fastest?
The angel hair.
And thin spaghetti.
And thin spaghetti and the vermicelli.
Yeah, vermicelli. Yeah, I think that's another word for thin spaghetti.
Yeah, it's like angel hair, yeah.
And that brings us to, you know, make sure you've got whatever it is, you have to have some way to cook all of this stuff. So for us, the solar oven was the best solution. So we got one of the, Paul from over from sunovens.com sent us one. We absolutely love that thing. Once again, you can go over to the YouTube channel, and we made our grid down chicken recipe, which we made chicken, rice, and beans all in an afternoon, and made an entire meal in the sun oven. And the beginning of that morning was actually a little like partly cloudy, and we still were able to do everything in that sun oven, which was fantastic.
It was amazing. I really didn't expect that it would be so so efficient.
And they're a little pricey. They're about $400, but now if you order it through Prepper Recon, you click the sidebar on the ad on the sidebar of Prepper Recon, that's going to take $80 off of it for the whole kit, and you'll get the drying rack for making dried fruits or jerky, or if you've got apple trees or something like that that you're able to dry those in there, dried pineapple, dried bananas, that's all fantastic that you can make in there, and any type of meat you can make some kind of jerky out of it pretty much. And so it's got all of the stuff, and you can bake bread in the sun oven. There's not a lot you can't do with it. So it really is a fantastic appliance.
And you can use it just to reheat a meal that you buy dehydrated, and you can just add some hot water to it, and or anything that you had in a can, in a jar, you know, that you can, then you just pour it in the pot and just warm it up 5 or 10 minutes in the sun, and you're good to go.
Yeah, and if you're strapped for cash, there's plenty of places online that you can get plans to build your own sun oven.
Exactly.
You're going to have to get the glass, which is probably going to, you're going to have to hunt around and figure that out. But a lot of metropolitan places, they have bulk trash day, and that's a good day to go out, and maybe somebody put out one of those end tables that was all wood, and then the centerpiece was glass, and, that glass might make a nice top for a solar oven. If you want to buy if you're going to build a wood one, it's probably going to take you a little bit more. It's going to be more sturdy, but it's probably going to take you more materials, a little higher cost, and it's going to take a little more time. So for us, it looked like just getting the pre-made with all the things that we had to do to try to get ready for Shemitah, to try to get our house ready. I'm trying to get the third Days of Noah book out, everything else that we've got going on. For us, it just made more sense to get the pre-manufactured one, which is absolutely fantastic, and it's got a lot of little things on it that if I were making my own, I don't think I would have ever thought of it. And also, while we're on pasta, canned pasta, great. That's a great long-term storage thing. You can get good deals on the jar pasta, but the actual canned pasta.
Pasta sauce?
Yeah, canned pasta sauce. Thank you. It will store forever. And the Hunts, you can get that in. There's several different flavors. They've got even one with meat. They get a meat sauce one. They've got one with like four cheese. It's got different types of cheese in it. They got a garlic and herb one. And
it's only 99 cents at Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah. So that you can't beat that. It's easy to get 50 pounds of pasta and 50 cans of sauce for $50 for each. So $100, and you got 50 meals. That's 1 week. That's dinner for once a week for an entire year. You do that with six other meals, and now you've got dinners taken care of. And you buy some oatmeal and some grits and some pancakes, and you got breakfast. If Shemitah's that bad, you can probably, if you have to make it on two meals a day, you probably can.
And then for fruit, you can get the dried fruit. They have banana chips, pineapple, papaya, and they have good deal on those at Walmart.
They've got good deals on it at Walmart, and they've also got that at Big Lots. We priced the bananas. The bananas came out a little cheaper at Walmart, but shop around, check it out, and see what kind of deals you can find.
I mean, obviously it's everywhere, but if you want to get it at a better deal, that would be good to go to those discount stores.
Right. Yeah.
But that's energy food, and you'd get your fruit in that way, because in case you don't have a fruit tree or you're not able to get fresh fruit.
Yeah, and another lady at our Prophecy Bible Study was telling us that Aldi's is a great place to get canned vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll find
half enough of that, yes, and canned fruit. You can have peaches and pears and pineapples, so that you don't eat just carbs and starch and.
Right.
So you need to plan ahead for that. You need to have enough time to buy all this different variety of food.
And Big Lots, is they've got good deals on the canned vegetables, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. 50 cents or 40 cents. And Walmart and Publix, too, you buy their store brand and you'll get them under a dollar.
Now, you actually ended up getting the bananas cheaper at Big Lots. The sticker price was a little more expensive, but what happened? How did you end up getting those
they
a little
had
cheaper?
They had that special 20% off the whole store for during a whole week, and I did that 3 weeks ago, and then they have it again this week. Now, I don't know if it's just regional for where we are, but check out your store. Go online. Go on the websites for the stores and find out when they have a promotion on what week, and just go and shop. Then you can get additional savings. You know.
And then we mentioned a little bit about the oatmeal from Walmart online, that you can go to Walmart.com, and that they've got really, if you're looking to just buy the long term storage food. Sort of the MRE type stuff that'll still be here when Jesus comes back, which might not be that long, but just in case it's a little longer than some expect, that food will last for some of it up to 30 years. The Walmart.com, they've got all of the Augustin Farms line, which if we've got any Jim Baker fans out there, he sells all that stuff at about triple to quadruple what Walmart.com's selling it for. And when you're buying it from him, you still got to pay shipping. And Walmart.com, $35 or more, it's shipping free, which, you know, if you're buying any of this stuff, you buy three things, you're in for $35. So some of the things that we found that they had really good deals on was their dried potatoes. The powdered eggs they're expensive, but they're about as reasonable as you're going to find anywhere else. Powdered milk, the Augustin Farms powdered milk, that was a pretty fair for powdered milk. This package for long term storage. The Augustin Farms oatmeal was a really, really good deal. It was about the same price, packaged for long term storage and shipped to your house, as if you went around and really shopped the sales to find Quick Oats on sale somewhere. So that was a really, really good deal. The soup mixes, they're very reasonable. They've got a creamy potato soup. They've got corn chowder. They've got broccoli and cheese soup. And that's all just mixed water. And that stuff is good, especially like the broccoli and cheese or the corn chowder. That's something that you could mix with your rice and just to put a little flavor in with your rice. And it would make an inexpensive meal. And the Augustin Farms soup mixes at Walmart.com were really, really good. A couple of things that we saw that on the Walmart.com for the Augustin Farms that were not as good of a deal were the beans and the rice. You were going to pay a lot more for beans and rice, which already have a really long shelf life, and which you can just buy the Gamasil lids for, like I said, which are reusable, which the Augustin Farm buckets, you know, once you open them and crack that seal, then they're open and the clock starts ticking on how much time you have left to store those. So the beans and rice, much, much better to just go to the store and buy it as opposed to getting it from the Augustin Farms. All the other things that we mentioned there, the potatoes, the powdered milk, the oatmeal, the soup mix, were much better deals. Also things like, I think, flour, sugar, salt, all of that stuff, which already stores really well by itself if you put it in a food saver bag or if you put it in the 5-gallon bucket with the Gamasil lid. All of that stuff was much cheaper to just buy it than it was to get the Augustin Farms brand. So you're going to have to look at the stuff and use a little common sense. You can't just go in there and start clicking everything and buy everything Augustin Farms from Walmart.com.
If you do, then you'll be in better shape than
people
who don't.
And you'll be in better shape than if you go to a lot of other places and just scoop up all of their long-term storage food. You're going to save a lot of money by going to getting the Augustin Farms from Walmart.com and getting it shipped free and having it dropped right off it. And especially for people that you've got the money, but you don't have the time to go do this stuff because you're working 60 hours a week and you've just got too many other demands on your time and you just don't have, that's why you haven't prepped yet, because you haven't had time. But during your lunch break, you can spend a couple of $1,000 and have food for two people for a year from Augustin Farms at Walmart.com, and they'll take it, they'll just drop it off at your house, and then from there all you got to do is find a place in the garage to put it, right?
Or in the closet.
Yeah. And which brings us to another thing, space savers. Walmart.com, they sell platform bed frames, which negates the need for a box spring, so that now you've got 14 inches of clearance underneath your bed for the regular bed height without raising up the height of your bed, so that a regular slip cover still covers that, and you can slide the plastic storage bins under there, and you can put your coffee under there and your flour and your sugar and your dried fruit and all of that stuff that you really don't want out in the garage in the heat. So, they're anywhere from $100 to $200. If you get the $200 one, you're going to get obviously the steel frame that's much more heavy duty.
Very stable and very comfortable.
Yeah, but very, very big space savers. That's a great thing for people that are in an apartment. Now, if you're on a budget and you just don't have $200 or $100 to spend on a bed frame, you can go to Home Depot or Lowe's and you can get a concrete blocks, get four of those and put those on the corner of each corner of the box spring. And that'll allow you to do the same thing, but now your bed's going to be elevated about an extra 10 inches higher than what you're used to. So, when it comes to survival, that's really not that big of a deal. But for the people that you got the money to spend and you really don't want that, then the platform bed's not, it's not a huge expenditure to spend that extra $200, right?
Exactly. And just sell your other bed and then replace it with that one, and then you don't lose money.
And, this is sort of the warm-up to the Shemitah readiness checklist, and we're going to be covering this all month. So we've got a lot of great guests. Of course, we just had Fox 519. He was on the show talking about Shemitah financial readiness. That was on Monday's show. Next week, we've got John Rubino. He's going to be coming on. He's going to be talking a little bit more about financial readiness for the Shemitah. And we're going to have Dr. Mike Spaulding of Calvary Chapel, Lima. He's going to be talking to us next week about how the church can get involved, for one thing, to encourage folks to get prepared and also to start stocking up and start preparing for the less fortunate. And he's also going to be speaking to us about the most important area of preparedness, which is spiritual preparedness. Because like we always say, 10 out of 10 people die, and you need to be ready for that day. If you're not prepared for that day, then nothing else really matters. We're also going to have Kale from FO Time Podcast. He's going to be talking to us about getting up to speed for comms, to have some your Shemitah comms readiness covered. And if you've got the time, you can do the studying. It costs $15 to get your ham license, and in the process of studying for that, you're going to learn a whole lot about it. If you don't, you can just think about getting some kind of a radio, either a Kato shortwave that's got the single sideband where you can monitor the local ham channels, or you can get a little Baofeng UV5R, which we've also got on the Prepper Recon sidebar. You can go over to the sidebar where it says the I recommend list, and we've got those on there. I think they're $30, and that includes the charger and the earpiece. And in an emergency situation, even though you don't have a ham license, you would be able to use that radio. And if everybody in your group's got one, you can set them all to the same channel, and they're going to have a lot more range than what you're going to get out of a regular FRS, JMS family radio service thing, that like what you would buy from like an outdoor store like Bass Pro or Cabela's. But for now, get your personal Shemitah readiness checklist going. Take an inventory of what you've got and figure out what you can realistically achieve by September 1st and get going. Get on it. Like we said, the time for thinking, the time for planning, it's over. It's time to start prepping. Get your list done and get to it. And don't overspend.
And don't forget also about, you know, getting some Advil and Tylenol and basic medicine that you actually use every day. You might get a few headaches during the crisis. And think about over-the-counter medicine, maybe cold medicine, cough medicine, things like that that you might not be able to go and get at the store, you know. And rubbing alcohol, peroxide. Prescriptions. If you have prescriptions, try to get your doctor to write you enough prescription for the next few months. And if you have a baby, get enough diapers and formula and wipes and Vaseline and diaper rash cream. Think about you know, that your kids and your baby also needs all those things, you know.
And pets.
And don't forget about your little pets. Have enough food for them and medicine if they need medicine. But think about every day what you do every day, the things that you use every day that are essential. I'm not talking about that you need to go get your manicure. You can just do that at home. But think about everything that you use and that you need to have every day. And everybody has different habits. So again, you have to think about what you need specifically, but just try to have enough of it.
And doing all of this, be praying and everything. Make sure you're seeking the counsel of the Holy Spirit through all of this, because He's going to guide you and He's going to keep you balanced. He's going to keep you from panicking and getting too far off into the fear mode, or overspending, or freezing up and not doing, getting the deer in the headlights syndrome and not doing anything, because it's all about balance and it's all about doing what you can with what you can. You don't want to put yourself in a financial pinch. You don't want to start taking on credit card debt to do all of this. Like we said, a lot of this stuff does not have to cost a lot of money. $8.44 for 20 pounds of rice is going to feed you for a long time. And, it's just a little bit more than a Starbucks coffee, depending on what kind of Starbucks coffee and what size you get and whether you get a cookie with it or not, it might be less.
But think of it like, think that you're preparing for a long-term hurricane. Think of it that way. Just get everything that's on your list for a hurricane or a snowstorm and just get more of it. And it doesn't have to be overwhelming, because honestly, sometimes you have to buy things for a big party or a wedding, and I'm sure you fill up your car trunk twice or three times over with things that you need for the party, and it's not overwhelming. It's fun then, so it's not like people don't know how to go and shop, for a lot of things at once. It's completely doable. You just have to, to just relax and think that, this is for your survival, and actually that should be really motivating.
And it's not overwhelming now, but if you put this off for another 3 weeks, another 4 weeks, and you wait till the last minute, and then you try to do everything in one day, it is going to be overwhelming, and it's going to stress you out, and that's not healthy. Stress is horrible for your health, and it's horrible for your mind and your marriage and everything else. So do it now. Get to it. get your list together and start checking some items off. And like Coupon Prepper said, you know, when you find the deal, when you see the deal on the pasta, get all the pasta while they have that deal. And then when you see the toilet paper deal, get all of your toilet paper. And the same thing with the coffee and the pasta sauce. And, you know, if it's whatever it happens to be this week, get that. And go back and listen to Coupon Prepper's old interview from a few months back, and she'll lay out a plan for you to be able to go to CVS or Walgreens or Rite Aid or whatever happens to be the drugstore in your area and find free stuff every single week that you can put aside, so you'll have hygiene items and you'll also have barter items as well, right?
Yeah, you have to think of that too. You have to have enough toothbrushes and toothpaste and soap and shampoo. Again, things that you use every day for, you know, to live, you know, not in luxury, but, you know, those are things that are essential, I think, you know, soap and shampoo and toothpaste, you know, so make sure you have enough of that, you know, and this you can get almost free, if not free, at the drugstore. But if you don't have time for that, or if you don't want to get into it, just go and get it at Walmart. But just have enough of it.
And toilet paper. Stock up on the toilet paper. That's something you know you're going to use. That is not going to go to waste. So why not go ahead and buy all the toilet paper that you're going to need for the next 12 months? And buy it now.
And nobody likes to run out of toilet paper anyway, so it's always good to have.
Yeah, and it's never going to expire, and I guarantee you'll use it. So thanks so much for listening. Coupon Prepper, thanks so much for joining us and really making a great show and helping us to get folks ready for whatever's coming, or even if it doesn't come, you know, to be better prepared. And just because something doesn't happen on Shemitah doesn't mean that God has completely forgot about the atrocities that we're seeing that are being played out on the evening news every night with each oncoming video about what's happening with Planned Parenthood. It doesn't mean that he's turning a blind eye to the murder of 60 million American children in this country since Roe versus Wade.
But that's also a good reminder that our government is really evil, and I'm talking about our government in general, not just the present one. So that's just another should be another motivation for us to be more I want to say self-reliant, but I don't like that word too much, because we're really
God-reliant.
Yeah, exactly. God-reliant and rely on God, you know, not the government. The government is never going to do anything for us. They don't have our best interest in heart. I mean, that's just we have to stop thinking that way. And we have to start, you know, helping our neighbors and helping our family and talking to our friends. And I'm just really appalled at people that I talk to around me who think, you know, I'm crazy because I'm talking about having enough food in your house to last you for a few months or for a year. I cannot even start to understand why it would be wrong to do that. I just don't get it. So people really need to wake up and get with the program, because, I mean, I am really concerned for them. They're not going to end up in a very good position. So,
and when we say God reliant, you know, we're talking about Noah. That's your example for God reliant. That doesn't mean he sat back on his laurels and let Noah build the ark for him. I mean, let God build the ark for him, right? He got involved. He stocked up the food and built the ark, and then God brought all the critters, right? So they kind of teamed up and they did it together. And that's what God reliant looks like, right? It's not saying I'm going to sit back and then when catastrophe strikes, I'm going to pray and trust that God's going to send me quail and manna.
Yeah, the Lord will multiply and bless our efforts, but he will not bless our laziness and complacence and disobedience. That's for sure.
Very, very well said. Coupon Prepper, thanks again so much. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and stay tuned all month, all through the month of August. We'll be covering the Shemitah Readiness Checklist, and, of course, PrepperRecon.com. We've got the Shemitah Watch 2015 countdown ticker going, so you can see how much more time you have to get those things checked off your individual Shemitah readiness checklist. So God bless and happy prepping.
In the Days of Noah, Book 2, Persecution by best-selling author Mark Goodwin. A globalist conspiracy transpires by way of a false flag attack against America's energy infrastructure. Noah and Cassandra Parker witness a complete economic meltdown, which is intentionally triggered by the event. The assault is blamed on patriots and Christians who are rounded up into detention centers across the country. Noah and his friends must take action to prepare for the meltdown and defend against the totalitarian regime, which is gunning for their freedom and, quite possibly, their very lives. Get your copy of The Days of Noah, Book 2, Persecution for Kindle, paperback, or audio edition at Amazon.com today.